During this past week, I received an email from a friend who told me that his 6-year-old daughter was having surgery Tuesday of this coming week, Tuesday, day after tomorrow. Since I knew him or know him, I can make a personal connection in my prayers, and I assured him that I would pray for his daughter as she goes through this surgery. This morning, I received a card from another friend who asked that we pray for any married couples going through divorce. I talked with that lady, and she said that it was a family member. And so, again, I make a connection. In our bulletin, we have many names of those who are in need of your prayers, some of whom you know personally. Again, we make a connection. So I would ask that as we go to God in prayer this morning, we remember these connections with others and pray for those other people who are in need of our prayers. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the many blessings that we receive each day, for the spring that comes and the sunshine and warmth. We ask especially this morning your care, your caring arms around those whom we love and care for, those that we know, those that are suffering, those that are suffering through divorce, or problems of one kind or another. Help us to focus our prayers on those individuals so that we may truly pour out our hearts in praying to you for their safety and well-being. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our bell choir will now play "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross."